194, the number one hit music station. So Morehead just going to be a little more studly than usual tonight. Mike Studd taking over Geo's Bar and Grill, 6 p.m. doors, 7 o'clock show. But before anyone gets over there and starts going crazy, Mike Studd taking some time to talk with 194. Mike, how's it going, man?
It's going great. It's going great. I actually just woke up. We had a late one last night, but we are here. In Morehead, so we're excited.
I see that, man. You're staying real busy this summer. I was actually in Des Moines on Saturday for a wedding, and you made it really hard to attend that thing.
Yeah, it's been awesome, you know, coming to places like this, and you know, obviously we're from the East Coast, but getting so much support out here is very cool. Very grateful for that. So it's been fun.
Well, hey man, you're taking over Geo's Bar and Grill in Morehead. You got doors at 6 tonight, show at 7. I mean, what is Morehead looking forward to here tonight, man? I mean, a lot of buzz in town about you taking this place over tonight. What are they looking forward to?
Compared to the place we played last night, we played in Minnesota at First Ave, and it was a lot bigger of a place. So this one, you know, when you play smaller venues like this, it gets even crazier, I think. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. I think we're sold out, but it's going to be really fun. I'll play for about an hour and a half tonight. I'm excited.
All right, Mike. Well, hey, man, we can't wait for it. You know, I got to talk to you, too, about the success of this new album of yours, Closer. Currently sitting number 2 on Billboard's hip-hop album charts. You know, what's that feeling like seeing that album just climb the charts like that?
It's amazing, man. You know, it's being an independent artist still and just having people support you at that level is you know, it's amazing. So it's always pretty surreal when that type of stuff happens. But you know, I put a lot of work into the project, and we've built for a couple of years now with this fan base. So it's exciting to see it pay off now.
Absolutely, man. And you know, another thing you put a lot of work into before this music career, and a lot of things your fans know about, is your background as an incredible baseball player. Always got to ask, you know, you ever have that itch still, even with the success you've had, to just be out there on the field?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's anything that will ever go away. You grew up playing the game, and it was just kind of my whole life was built around baseball and school, you know, growing up. So, it's something I always remember and always think about. But at the same time, you know, I'm very happy with what's going on now. So I'm trying to concentrate my focus. You know, keep my focus on this, and I live through my friends. I got a lot of friends that play still, and I live vicariously through them, as they do for me too.
So, you know, having all these buddies probably on all sorts of different teams, does it make it hard to pick one MLB team to kind of root for?
It does. I mean, I'm from the Boston area, so I'm a Red Sox fan, I guess.
There you go.
At the same time, I have so many friends now that are, you know, around my age, 23 to 26 years old, in that range where they're starting to get to the big leagues and play. So I definitely enjoy following all their success and going out and watching them play still. So I'm definitely rooting for a lot more teams than one nowadays, but it's good.
Is Mike Studd taking over Geo's Bar? Those doors is open at 6, show at 7. Now, Mike, one thing you guys do that I think is awesome is your Touring's Boring videos. Maybe you can just kind of explain those a little bit to those people that are coming tonight that haven't watched any of these yet.
I'm pretty proud of it because it was something that kind of happened accidentally. Touring's Boring is basically like a sarcastic take on the touring vlogs. Like we'll do video blogging of what goes on the road, and we just kind of approached it differently. We approached it in like kind of a comedic, sarcastic undertone, and kind of making fun of like a lot of the funny things that go on the road and all the predicaments we find ourselves in. So it's become something that's super like a big part of our brand and people really enjoy. So I'm super proud of it. It's funny. You should check it out. You don't even have to really be a fan of the music per se to like the show Touring's Boring. I think you'd like it.
Absolutely would have to agree with you, man. I love watching them, and maybe the extra motivation here tonight for people heading to the show at Geo's. What would you say, you know, percent chance that Fargo Morehead crew ends up on one of those videos of yours, Mike?
Man, I think it's a good chance. These smaller, you know, out in the middle of nowhere, smaller places, it just always ends up being the funnier night, funny things happen. So I would I'd be willing to say that it would make it.
Absolutely. There's the motivation straight from Mike Studd himself taking over Gio's Bar and Grill in Moorhead. Those doors unlock at 6. Place goes crazy at 7. Mike, thanks for taking the time today, and I can tell Fargo Moorhead ready to have an awesome time with you tonight, man.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.